Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita. Ron is not with us today.
And I'm Jean Marie.
Collectively, we're the hosts of Podcast DX. Our guest today is Lauren Ryan. I don't know if you remember, Lauren was on a show recently with us. Mm-hmm. She has four siblings whom she loves dearly. She graduated in 2011 and works at a community center. She's a social person and very grateful for getting her story out into the world. She spoke with us on Season 8, Episode 17 about lysosomal storage disease, and today we're going to be talking about vertigo.
Hi, Lauren.
Hello, Lauren. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. Can you start us out by telling our listeners what exactly is vertigo?
Vertigo is a condition that affects your balance. It gives a person a sense of spinning even when there's no motion involved.
It sounds like it would be fun for a minute, but not for a lifetime.
Right.
I used to like the dizzy kind of rides at amusement parks. And I guess the Mayo Clinic says that most people visiting with their doctor because of dizziness will first be asked about their symptoms and medications and then be given a physical exam. And during the exam, your doctor, you know, checks how you walk and maintain your balance and how the major nerves in your central nervous system are working. And you may also need a hearing test, a balance test, including an eye movement test, a head movement test, posturography, I don't even know what that is, and a rotary chair testing. That sounds like something some kids thought up, like where you sit in a chair and they spin you in a circle. Again, kind of sounds like fun. But Lauren, when did your symptoms start and what testing did your healthcare provider do?
Well, I get like vertigo every 3 years.
Okay.
So, like, and it runs in my family, mom's side of the family, so it's genetic.
Okay.
Involved because my mom has it, my grandpa has it, and my two great grandmothers had it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It runs in the family.
Okay. So they didn't really have to do any testing because you knew what it was?
Well, I didn't know what it was at first because I was supposed to work, and that's actually the day I got the vertigo symptoms was the day I was supposed to work. So I called my mom and I'm like, I don't think I'm going to work today.
Yeah,
because
sure.
It felt like the room was spinning around.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how does somebody get vertigo if it's not genetic?
The most common causes of vertigo are inner ear infections or diseases of the ear or when calcium builds up in canal of the inner ear. That of that trauma or mirror disease can also cause.
Okay. And actually, I think I saw on a TV show once,
yeah,
where someone had vertigo and the doctor ran into him at the grocery store on Thanksgiving and did something to try to dislodge the
like a physical therapy movement.
Yes.
Okay.
Dislodge the calcium buildup in the canals.
Okay. Well, I've heard about Meniere's disease. Meniere's disease. What?
I said I haven't.
Oh. Bob's second. Bob's better half. Sue.
Sue.
Yeah.
Oh.
She was worried that she had Meniere's disease.
Oh. Okay.
And that Meniere's disease results from an imbalance of fluid in the inner ear, which can cause periods of vertigo lasting from minutes to hours, and is frequently accompanied by fluctuating low-frequency hearing loss, tinnitus, which we've talked about mm-hmm. before, mm-hmm. which is like a ringing in the ears. Okay. And it also can give you a feeling of fullness or pressure in your oh. ears, known as oral fullness.
Okay.
Was that something that your doctors were looking at as a possible cause of the vertigo?
I don't think so, but they're saying it might be something to do with, like, the with just the background of my mom and grandpa and them having it.
Okay.
Okay. All okay. right.
And did you feel like there was something stuck in your ears, like that oral or
fullness?
The fullness?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
just the
okay.
dizziness.
Okay.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And I saw on a website called vestibular.org that the vestibular system, which includes parts of the inner ear and brain that helps actually control your balance and your eye movement, and if this system is damaged by like a disease, aging, injury, or illness, then vestibular disorders can result and are often associated with one or more of these symptoms. And then they also mentioned that an issue with the system can cause a large variety of problems because obviously that balance and everything is a lot.
Right, that's right, Jean. And do you want to go over that list of the problems that could be caused by vestibular? I can't even say that word.
No, I know.
Vestibular, what?
A vestibular
system.
System, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We're gonna get through it though.
All right.
Okay. So like there's dizziness, imbalance, vertigo, brain fog, tinnitus, hearing loss, vision impairment, nausea. I would think if you're actually, I'm gonna ask Lauren about that in a second. Cognitive changes, sociological changes, and motion sickness. Did you feel nauseous or have anything like that? Because, you know, dizziness is kind of hard to deal with.
Yeah, did it make you feel like you were
going to... Queasy or...
Yeah, like you were
going to... be sick?
Get sick?
Well, I felt a little nauseous at first, but okay. then that went away.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And how long did the symptoms last? Like, when you got it, would it last for minutes or hours or days?
It was a day.
Okay.
So oh.
When I got it, I... basically took the Macrodine,
okay.
did some exercises, and then lay down for the rest of the day.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And that's hard, because even when you're laying down...
The room is moving.
The room can be, yeah. And yeah, that it's an unusual sensation. Okay. And how is vertigo typically treated?
Most causes of vertigo are relatively... treatable with physical therapy, medication, surgery, and sometimes it doesn't respond to treatment and you need to give time to yourself.
Okay.
Since many types of vertigo go away without treatment, initial evaluation by a general practitioner or family doctor is appropriate early on. Reserving specialty care for chronic cases, if it doesn't get better, you may need to be referred to a neurologist.
Okay. That makes sense.
Right.
And I read that video games can actually cause vertigo too.
Well, three-dimensional video games can cause a brief sensation of vertigo, but it would not continue for long, and it doesn't cause medical problems that need to be treated.
Okay.
So it's kind of like if you're on a ride.
Right. Like once you get off the ride, it stops.
It goes away. Right. Okay. So that's not a medical condition. Okay.
Right.
So it's not like video games cause it.
Right, it's just
that's
a sensation.
Yeah. Right. Lauren, how common is vertigo?
It is extremely rare, but not impossible for young children to have vertigo. It becomes more common in the early 20s and affects all age commonly after that. It's consequently haunted however become more substantial as you get older because less abound in the elderly, common like to major fractures.
Oh. Well, that's dangerous.
Yeah, like hip injuries, like right. hip fractures.
Right. Okay. So if somebody that's older
yeah, needs
has
to be
it,
extra careful.
Yeah, they have to be careful.
Sure. And Lauren, like when did you, what symptoms first made you realize that something was going wrong? And was it like first thing in the morning or did it like build up slowly or was it all of a sudden?
It was all of a sudden because what I was doing, I was in the bathroom getting ready for work.
Okay.
And all of a sudden it just hit me.
Okay. That, and that's a dangerous place to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a good thing you didn't fall.
Yeah.
Lauren, I heard that mental stress can make many forms of vertigo worse, but will not by itself produce vertigo. So it is important if you have vertigo that you should try to remove stress from your life. What do you do every day to limit or reduce stress in your life?
Well, I think listening to music can help. And also listening to a good podcast like Podcast Yes.
why you're one of our favorites.
Yes, we did not pay her to say that.
No, but one of many reasons why Lauren's one of our favorites.
Thank you so much.
And Lauren, what role have your friends and family played in your healthcare journey?
Well, once again, it helps to ask a mom who's a nurse that knows like what to expect, like when you get something like vertigo, it's helpful to like call her or whatever to see what's going on because I had no idea what was going on.
Sure, yeah, it's a weird feeling. Yeah.
Right, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the best advice that you've received for coping with a rare disease like vertigo? And what advice would you give to somebody who was recently diagnosed with vertigo?
I would say for somebody who's recently diagnosed with vertigo, I would say stay calm and don't Google it because that'll just freak out and it'll get even more worked up.
Okay.
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 Yeah, I guess, you know, if you do look things up on your own, sometimes you can go down a rabbit hole and end up with...
Well, because it'll probably show you the worst
the
possible.
The worst possible. Yes, yes.
Yeah. And your mom is probably a better go-to.
Right.
For sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
So I figured out that the only thing that works for me is called a table and it's in the doctor's office, like a specialist for doctor for vertigo.
Okay.
So I figured out that's the only thing that will help me like get over it. Like when they reset the crystal in your
right.
Oh, that's like right. A physical therapy movement, right?
Yeah, yes.
They're moving yeah. your head back and forth. Right,
and on a tilt table, they can adjust.
And they can adjust how much you're upside down, right. and yeah, because you know you think that your inner ear is not that important, but it really is, and that's the only way you can move things around. You can't reach in there and do it, so you have to actually move your body in different positions. Right.
Right. Huh. And was it painful at all?
No, it just felt like, at first it felt like dizzy.
Okay.
Like I could be doing it, but then it kind of felt weird at first, but then it got better within like a couple of days.
Okay. Okay. And how often did you have to have that that therapy?
I think at least 2 times so far.
Okay.
Because I've been known to get it like every 3 years for now or longer.
Okay.
I forgot to ask, how old were you when this first started?
I think I was in my late teens, like maybe 19 years old.
Okay. So okay. Right, like you had said earlier, in the, you know, your 20s are kind of the prime time.
Right.
So yeah, you were right in there. Yeah. Okay.
Is it, I wonder if it's something that maybe if you know it's going to happen every 3 years,
if they can,
I wonder if they could do it
in advance.
Yeah, in advance. Go and have the therapy in advance to kind of get things balanced inside.
I wonder if they could do that too. I would have to ask.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, to move the crystals. I think it's amazing that that happens, and how, you know, it makes me wonder who first figured that out.
Yes.
And who first figured out how to treat it.
Yes.
Because it's a weird...
It's like a microscopic inside of your ear thing. And
yeah, and they realized, oh, well, doing this helps. Yeah, that's amazing. Well, Lauren, I think that about wraps up our episode. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, and we're so happy to hear from you again.
And I'm glad you're back to work.
Yes, that's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful, because the community needs you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, if our listeners have any questions or comments related to vertigo, they can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com, through our website, podcastdx.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a review wherever you get your podcast. As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regime, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast.
Till next week.